And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And I've got your news for the hour. This news update's brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seawing, member FDIC. Authorities in Sanilac County have returned two suspects to jail after a new drug-related arrest, while both were already involved in pending criminal cases. Investigators with the Sanilac County Drug Task Force say a traffic stop on Van Dyke Road in Marlette Township on June 2nd led to the arrest of 31-year-old Bocephus Perry Matthews and 28-year-old Alyssa Marie Vanconen. Deputies reported seeing an object thrown outside of the vehicle before recovering what is believed to be methamphetamine, along with additional suspected drug paraphernalia. The pair had previously been arrested during a January traffic stop in Flynn Township and were free on bond at the time of the latest incident. Matthews now faces felony charges, including alleged delivery or manufacture of methamphetamine, evidence tampering, and methamphetamine use, as well as a misdemeanor involving improper transportation of medical marijuana. His bond has been increased to $100,000 and court hearings are scheduled later this month. Vanconen is charged with methamphetamine possession, maintaining a drug house, methamphetamine use, and improper transportation of medical marijuana. Her bond has also been raised to $100,000. According to court records, Vanconen has already entered guilty pleas in the January drug case and in a separate domestic violence matter, and is awaiting sentencing. Matthews was awaiting trial in connection with the January arrest when the new charges were filed. And in Huron County District Court, Friday morning, Andrew Benjamin Vartan, represented by attorney Michael Morawski, waived his preliminary examination on a felony charge of operating while intoxicated, third offense. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski presented an offer to Mr. Vartan to plead guilty to the charge, with the prosecution not objecting to sentencing to TRSC if he is eligible. Judge Ferris confirmed that Mr. Vartan's waiver was knowing and voluntary. The case is now bound over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for June 29, 2026 at 9 a.m. Bond in the case will continue as previously ordered. And we will be right back after this brief message from our sponsor.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.